This is a special day for Grace Doctrine Church. We've lost one of its members, and I want to give some details about this person, his career, and all of the things he's accomplished. And therefore, I have chosen this first session today to inform you of some details regarding one of our members. In order to prepare for this study, we'll pause for a few moments of silent prayer. You may use that time for rebound if necessary. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for this opportunity to gather here today and to salute one of our members who is now absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. We thank you for his life, which we are going to cover today in this first session. We pray the Holy Spirit will guide us through this as we lift our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. The special is Mark Davey, Decorated Soldier, Invisible Hero. If you don't have that document, it's in the back, and therefore that's the one we'll be using in the first session. This will be normally classified as a special, and it's not a eulogy. Gary will take care of that in the back. The family asked him to do the eulogy, and that will occur. I have that somewhere. On the 8th day of December at 1 o'clock at a venue yet to be determined, but in St. Charles or St. Charles County. And therefore, that is to be updated as soon as they are able to establish a venue. Now, you know the Davies can pretty much blot out the sun. So if they have a family reunion, the sun doesn't even come up. But there's about 80 of them. And you can see that if they wanted to do a eulogy here, the Davies couldn't even get in the building, so that's why they are going to another venue. I've known Mark Davey for a good long while, and he, of course, served in a most special way in the United States Armed Forces as a member of the United States Army. I want to pass along to you some details about Mark. I told the family I could not come here today and after the opening prayer begin with a study of James and saying nothing. And someone would come up to me and say, "What do you know about Mark Davey?" And I would say, "Well, I know a little bit, but not much," which would be a lie. That's something that I will take care of in this first session. And when it's all over with, I don't know how long this will take. It could take 30 minutes and take an hour and a half. But if we're going to do this, I'm going to tell you a story today. It's not a eulogy. Gary takes care of that. Mine is to inform you about Mark and the fact that he is now absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. I'm calling this Mark Davey, Decorated Soldier, Invisible Hero. This past Thursday night, our dear friend, Mark Davey, and fellow soldier for Christ, was transferred from time into eternity and is now face to face with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He fought the good fight on the battlefields of our nation's enemies and on the battlefields of the invisible war. It is truly to be said that he is an American hero. During 5 deployments in the Middle East, he led his soldiers into battle against the enemy. Their missions were to subdue the opposition by the use of the weapons of war. During each deployment, he and his men took the battle to the adversary. And during 5 deployments, each individual's personal engagement with the enemy was victorious. During those 5 deployments, Mark and his men went into harm's way And during all five of those deployments, only one man was classified as KIA, killed in action. Biblically, we study the conflicts we all confront in the devil's world. Yet we claim the promises found in Scripture that the believer is protected by this promise in Zechariah 2:5. And this is the Lord speaking. And he's speaking to the Jews in Jerusalem. For I, declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem, and I will be the glory in her midst. This means that the city of Jerusalem, which was not protected by walls, was protected by God's power and protection. This verse's message to Mark was, you fight these battles, and I will be your walls. Such was the case with Mark and his men during these five deployments. This promise is extended to those who live in the United States, where the promise to study Scripture is protected by the first clause of the Constitution's First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It was the promise in Zechariah 2:5 and the First Amendment's first clause that put this invisible wall of fire around Mark and his troops. How was this protection so efficient for Mark and his men, but not so for so many others in harm's way? And here's the answer. Mark was a dedicated student of Scripture. He not only was consistent by his attendance at live Bible classes, but he also studied Scripture and its doctrines on a daily basis. When deployed, either in country or off at war, he always found time to study the Word. Now, on each of the five deployments in the Middle East, and on the first night in harm's way, once his troops dug in at their base, he would call them together. This is my synopsis of what Mark said to them based on his conversations with me. He ended his comments with this remark. Every night, I will not go to sleep without taking time to study my Bible. You are not required to do so. However, if you would like to join me, you are free to do so. Consistently over five deployments, no one joined him on that first night. He never said another word about joining him in his study. Yet over time, one or two would show up, and then a few more. And finally, all the men would be with Mark in Bible study. His consistent message to his men was basically this. We have guns to defend ourselves, and we are professionals in doing this. However, the enemy also has guns. What they do not have is a wall of fire. The Word of God is your, and your positive volition to it will be your wall of fire. This group of men continued to gather every night, every week, every month, on and on until each deployment was over. Only one man was killed, and that was not on the battlefield, but on the way to an Allied hospital. Five deployments, I don't know how many hundreds of men were involved in all of these battles. There were five overall, and one man was lost. I repeat that, one man and not on the battlefield. That shows you the power of the wall of fire. You need the wall of fire when you drive the freeways of the St. Louis metropolitan area. So far, I've not heard anybody's had gunshots fired at them. But these automobiles can kill you. but nobody's shooting at you. As Mark pointed out, they've got guns too. You have guns, but you have a wall of fire. So what do we learn from the above? Mark Davey bought in the fact that war is hell, but that those who fight for a client nation are divinely supported to maintain the country's freedoms by the military expertise they deploy. In combat, on land, in air, in sea, there are casualties. But inevitably, the majority of those deployed return home, although far too many find their new address at Arlington or at various military and private cemeteries scattered around the country and sometimes even at sea. Among those who fought with Mark Davey, not one man was killed on the battlefield. 5 deployments, no KIAs on the battlefield. That's got to be some kind of record. The only thing you can do is tie that. Yet the intense demands on a person's soul during prolonged engagements in combat over numerous deployments can have a toll on a person's mind. Many people sustain the bodily wounds of war. Some recover. Some have lasting injuries, including loss of limbs, and some who have no physical injuries at all but continue to suffer mental ones. Imagine going into battle on 5 different occasions, and the duty you have before you is to meet the enemy on the battlefield and shoot it out, and then be victorious on all 5 occasions, and then do so without losing a single man. That's a wall of fire. Yet, the intense demands on a person's soul during prolonged engagements in combat over numerous deployments can have a toll on a person's mind. Many people sustain the bodily wounds of war. Some recover. Some have lasting injuries, including loss of limbs. And some who have no physical injuries at all, but continue to suffer mental ones. It's not normal to have a job whose major duty is to legally kill people. After one deployment, a man can reenter society, and most orient to normalcy, considering that his duty, that he's done his duty and is able to then move on. But there are some who are deployed more than once, for example, 2 times, some 3 times, some 4 times, and some even 5 times. 5 times in harm's way, 5 times when not only his life was consistently threatened, but of those under his command. When I learned that men and women are on active duty or are retired, I have a desire to thank them for their service to the country. I'm sure they hear such efforts as an expression of gratitude. But how often do those, such as myself, walk away feeling it was the least they could do, but not knowing the lasting impact on the body and the soul of what those deployments required? So today, we memorialize a personal friend, a member of our congregation, a fellow citizen, a veteran of the United States Army, a man who was shot at and lived to tell the tale and did so during 5 deployments, a man who put his faith in the power of the Word of God as his most dependable armor in the scrum of hand-to-hand combat. He quietly led his men to sign on to and adopt the invisible power of the Word of God, with its promise to maintain a wall of fire around them in the contest. You have a wall of fire. It's the Word of God. Among those men Mark led were all those soldiers, and where are they today? I personally know not one. Yet I assert that to a man, each and every one would stand in front of this pulpit and confirm that because of Mark Davies' leadership, they were able to look square in the eyes of an armed enemy, and by the power of the Word of God serving as his wall of fire, to win that contest 5 times. All but one of these men survived the scrum of combat. The man who led them did so 5 times. The awards, decorations, and citations Mark received are so numerous that it would take several pages to cite them in detail. Yet, their number simply reflects the kind of soldier, person, husband, father, brother, son, and patriot was. He was all of those things. Here's a partial list of some of his decorations. Bronze Star Medal with V device for valor 3 times. Meritorious Service 3 times. Army Commendation 5 times. Army Achievement 11 times. Army Good Conduct Award 6 times. National Defense 2 times. Afghan Campaign with 2 campaign stars 2 times. Non-commissioned Officer Professional Deployment Ribbon 3 times. Overseas Service Ribbon 4 times. And among 9 others, 1 time each. A total of 40 awards in 18 categories. In addition to all that, Mark had a wicked sense of humor, and I thought I'd share with you excerpts from a letter he wrote to me dated December the 11th of 2010. Almost 12 years ago, he was in Afghanistan when he wrote it. Here's what he had to say. Pastor G, I have to say I'm overwhelmed with the support offered by the GDC battalion. I have received countless emails, prayers, encouragement, and offerings from the warriors within. I should have enough mattress pads to share across the formation and enhance the living standard of our soldiers. My concern here is getting the boys out of their sack for the fight when needed. I am thinking about using the mattresses as a witnessing tool and only give it to those that accept Christ as Savior. Question, who's your Savior? Answer, Jesus. Here's your mattress pad. Question, who is your Savior? Answer, I don't know. At this point, I will brain them with a rusty old cot while yelling back into the line, loser. I think I read something like that in the Bible. Seriously, I'm extremely grateful for the expressed love and kindness that all have given and all of the emails received. My plan is to write them back as time permits. But you know what the all-too-wise Mike Tyson once said? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Well, we have been punched in the face. It is encouraging to the soldiers to have like-minded warriors stateside personally emailing with thoughts and prayer on their behalf. There are so many accurate doctrinal points shared by soulfully sound believers. It breathes a motivation into the Bible class, pushing us all forever forward to heaven's high ground. We continue to reconstruct and enhance our energy control points of the forward operation base as the enemy threat of suicide bombers increases daily. All too evident with a second attack on our sister battalion at forward operating base Lightning, where they killed 2 U.S. soldiers and wounded 11 others. The Afghan police show no interest in fortifying their own position, but since they are connected directly to our FOB, we have taken the lead. You can build a castle, but if the gate guards don't know how to raise the drawbridge, the entire effort proves to be an exercise in futility. Know that I will continue to pray for you and all to the one true God, where all of our prayers are heard in the throne room. His glory so magnificent the angels might cover their eyes through the great mediatory, our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the Lord of the armies, Jesus Christ. I love you all forever forward, Mark. Now that was just a letter that he spilled out as he was dodging bullets. I was pleased to relate that to you. I heard from him a few times during his deployments, all 5 of them, and I'm sure you did too. He had quite the talent of telling stories of danger and inserting the necessary leverage where he felt was necessary. And he never failed to do that. This letter is just a sample of Mark's personality. He was a funny guy, but always professional when it came to leading his men. Well-placed humor breaks the stress when the stress is the order of the day. Mark's family would like for everyone to know that over the long haul, Mark's head injuries took their toll that resulted in a particular injury that ultimately led to his recent death. Here is their synopsis of Mark's battle. With this clear picture of who and what Mark did on the visible and invisible battlefields, how he clearly fought the good fight with honor and his capacities as a scout sniper, a leader of men in battle, and as a warrior for Christ for over 20 years of uniformed service, the family has asked me to share some important aspects of Mark's continued fight and his passing. Because when Mark hung up his uniform the day he retired from active duty, his battle was not over. And this part of the fight was far bigger than Mark Davey. During his deployments, Mark was involved in multiple close proximity explosions, not the least of which was when his armored vehicle was hit by an enemy improvised explosive device, or an IED, and blown off a mountain pass. Although he and all his men miraculously walked away from that, even with no significant visible injuries, much later Mark would learn through these series of explosions he had sustained an invisible injury, something called a traumatic brain injury, or a TBI. Very briefly, in layman's terms, a TBI is damage to one or more parts of the brain caused by violent blows to the head and can result in a combination of physical, sensory, cognitive, behavioral, or mental symptoms or impairments. This neurological issue, in combination with what some warfighters refer to as normal wartime baggage, It's called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. This can cause an ongoing battle with alcohol and multiple bouts with rehab. This continued to constitute the basis of Mark's ongoing battle beyond the visible battlefields he left over a decade ago. Through his battle, Mark wanted nothing more than to be well and to use his experiences and challenges as a platform to help other veterans. But after years of love and help from his family, friends, and professionals, the invisible war raged on, and it ultimately cost Mark his life. Clearly, not in his right frame of mind, in unspeakable pain, last Thursday night, Mark took his own life. Unfortunately, this tragic event is far bigger than Mark. There is an epidemic plaguing our nation's veterans to this very hour. If the national numbers are correct, on average, some 22 U.S. veteran service members take their lives every day in this country. Every day. Understand, in Mark's case, we're talking about a man of great courage, fueled by a deep well of doctrine in his soul, an honorable war fighter who operated at the highest level in battle in defense of our freedom, a legitimate war hero who was a funny, loving, kind, dedicated man who, in the end, was overrun by the enemy in the invisible war. The family is asking for your continued prayers, but not just for them, but also for the countless servicemen and women who are hurting and fighting similar battles as Mark's right now. Mark was a valiant and professional warrior who was trained in accomplishing assigned and yet dangerous missions. On one particular assignment, he suffered a head injury which resulted in damage to his brain, yet he continued to serve even though the damage caused ramifications that were never physically resolved. This condition is referred to as TDI, traumatic brain injury. Neurological damage usually occurs by a violent blow to the brain and may result in problems with speech, dizziness, behavioral issues, mood swings, difficulty with sleeping, seizures, close proximity to explosions, which Mark suffered from three significant events of this type. Common ramifications for these events can include nightmares. Alcohol is a way for a person to get some sleep. This is a way that those who suffer from the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, can escape from repeated engagements in multiple battles. Still got a memory center. Still can go back and remember on five different occasions with numerous battles involved. No one lost their life. Many were negatively affected, yet still alive. The ongoing confrontation with consistent danger plus suffering from a traumatic brain injury put great pressure on Mark's injured brain. Mark's battles did not end with retirement. Ergo, post-traumatic stress. He fought these battles with alcohol. Alcohol is sought because it lets the body relax, eliminating body and mental stress. Yet these issues compound over time. The body needs sugar, but without eating properly, the sugar content of one's body is diminished, and alcohol is a ready fix. It also allows the person to get some rest by going to sleep. How prevalent is this condition in America? Well, there are statistics on this. Among those serving or retired from the military service, the average number of suicides are presently at a level of 22 per day. That means that this event occurs 8,030 times a year. And it goes back for 30 years. For Mark's family, these 22 days was a statistic up until Thursday. For Mark's family, these 22 per day was a statistic until last Thursday. What I've just related to you is a good synopsis of Mark Davey. He was literally a Christian soldier. His men would attest to that. I'm going to have Bible study. If you want to join me, that's fine, but you're not required to. And on five different occasions, those men would wind up studying the Bible with him in, what shall we call, moments of silence before going into battle the next day. Not one man was killed in action. Not one in five deployments. Now, when you talk about a concept like that, then there's something that's got to be said about the power of the Word of God. So again, what I've just related to you is a good synopsis of Mark Davey. He was literally a Christian soldier. By that I mean that as a believer in Jesus Christ, he took up arms and was trained to go and defeat the enemies of our client nation. He served on numerous other assignments and was considered to be an expert sniper. I have learned from the family that as an expression of gratitude for his service to the country, Mark Davey and his legacy will ultimately be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. That will occur sometime next year. The interment will occur sometime next year once an appropriate time slot is found in the cemetery schedule. An honor richly deserved. I've just given you snippets of all of the things he accomplished and the awards he received. I don't have a list of his injuries. I guess some doctor's office has that. But he suffered injuries to his brain, and there are 22 guys per day that have to fight that battle until their day arrives. In closing, I extend, along with Joe Henra and our entire family, our sorrow over the death of Mark Davey. This sorrow is based on his absence, which means no further fellowship in time, but mollified by the biblical doctrine of a happy reunion in heaven, confirmed by the promise found in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 and 8. Being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be face to face at home with the Lord. And that is presently exactly where he is. Let's pray. Father, we are comforted that by your matchless grace, Mark Davey is free of his injuries that caused him to lose complete control over his volitional decisions. These injuries were the result of doing his sworn duty to his country. One of his major duties was to kill the enemy, an act that honorable people do not consider. But in the hostile environment of the devil's world, there are those whose thoughts are of a different ilk. This often leads client nations to ring the bells of war, and in doing so, honorable men are honorably commanded to kill the enemy. Thus, those of a peaceful mind are led to defend the shores, to defend the innocent. Mark Davy was one of those who took up the challenge. He was a fine man, devoted to his loved ones, submissive to biblical absolutes, focused on the mission to defeat the enemies of peace, and a devoted warrior who was able to inflict violence on those who fomented war. Thank you for men such as Mark and others like him. Mark fought on two battlefields, the visible war against our nation's enemies, the latter fomented by Lucifer's machinations from the dark side. Mark did his duties on both fronts. The duties took him into harm's way. He was a casualty in the scrum of cosmic chaos, and in doing so, he received for his efforts injuries to his brain. He is now free of those handicaps. He is absent from the body. He is face to face before his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thus, we thank you for your matchless grace. Mark was a good soldier of the United States of America. He was a good soldier in the scrum of the angelic conflict. He was a casualty within the cosmic chaos, but a winner in interim body before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thank you for allowing us to know Mark Davy, a good soldier for Christ. And we lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies. Amen. We will now stand and sing Onward Christian Soldier. You will be led. I think the page number is 191. 181. Shall we stand as we sing?